Back into the show, second half hour on this Monday, June 3rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate Missy coming on. Really, really, really like the analogy she came up with. Some way, somehow to try to explain this to people that people can understand. Officer Rick says, I was a non-believer, completely skeptical. Now I'm a faithful believer. It works. It absolutely works. Here is the other aspect to this. Like Cheryl, she doesn't have to lose a lot of weight, but the wellness scan portion of this program, wellness scan's normally $250. If you call or schedule right now, she'll give a discount to $159 for the scan for wellness. You don't need to lose weight. But yet you know there's things happening in your body. Cell towers aren't communicating with each other. You have no signal. You're not getting any signal communication on this particular part of your body. She will tell you exactly what it is. And she will give you the frequencies to change that cell tower's signal so that it starts communicating with the rest of your body and gets in alignment and starts working the way it's supposed to. I know it sounds crazy, but it works. And like Missy says, don't know how it works, but it does. Now, I was crazy busy over the weekend. I did not get the acconservatives.org website updated for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast U.S. Senate shoot-off. It's going to be Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake. The gates will open at noon. We'll get things rolling at 1 o'clock. We'll be done by 4. It's going to be a great event this year. We have invited the U.S. Senate candidates to come and shoot rifles at bowling pins. Richard Davis is going to have the pin shoot set up for us. We have a brand new Ruger 10/22 long rifle that they'll be able to use iron sights to knock down 25 bowling pins with 25 shots. Then we're going to move them over to the paper targets and see how well they do with iron sights at the 50-yard range. So we're excited. Tickets are going to go on sale. The best number I can come up with right now looks like $35 is going to be the cost. $35 for adults, $17 for teenagers, and the kids under 12 and under, they're going to be free. But it looks like $39, $35. I'm trying to keep it down as low as I possibly can. But honestly, folks, food costs have killed us this year, as well as the insurance for the event. So we're going to sharpen our pencils, do the best we can, try to get it down as cheap as possible. But we want you guys to come. This is going to be a fun event. Miss Vicki and I will be there. All of our Patriot friends here in Antrim County, all of our listeners, you guys need to come share the word. It's going to be a great day. We're going to have lots of interviews or speeches with the candidates that are running. And one of those candidates for sure is going to be there. Already have it on her calendar is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Jess Saul will be there. Todd Smallenberg will be there. We're going to have a great event. We're looking forward to it. So mark your calendars. I'll try to do my best to get it up on the website later today so you can start making your donations and buy your tickets. Now, one story that's kind of interesting is this budget story. We've been following it. We've been tracking it. We've been looking at all these various bills and plans and things. Well, one of the things besides the ballot, but somewhat related to it, is the minimum wage issue here in the state of Michigan. Why does the budget impact that? Well, because the legislature has to deal with the governor on this issue as part of the budget based on legislation. A ballot proposal to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour is not going before the legislature or before the voters later this year, November's general election. Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Friday that the organizers of Raise the Wage Michigan screwed up when they changed their petition language without receiving a blessing from the Bureau of Elections or the board state canvassers. Supreme Court Justice Brian Zara concurred in the decision, writing that it is not the court's role to second-guess and question the administration of election disputes properly left to bipartisanship within the board state canvassers. That's where you have two Republicans and two Democrats. It's an equal tie. They then did not get their petitions approved through the board of canvassers. They took it to the Michigan Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court believes orders of this nature are an extreme, extraordinary remedy, given when there is a clear legal duty and they feel it has been violated. Whether the petition was wise or whether its passage was worthy is entirely a question of policy. Properly left in the hands of the legislature and the democratic process, Zara wrote. The legal question before the court concerns only whether the plaintiff has met the standard to obtain minimus relief. The petition spearheaded by the national group One Fair Wage got enough invalid signatures. However, the board state of canvassers declined to advance it because the language that was circulated differed from what was originally approved. They changed their language on the petition sheet. They submitted one petition sheet with the language clearly stated, which the board of canvassers approved. But when they went out into the field to collect signatures, they changed it. Why would they do that? Well, Zara went on to say in his opinion, and this is kind of interesting, it's abundantly reasonable for the board to conclude that the plaintiff failed to obtain pre-approval of the actual statement that was on the petition. Rather than increasing the minimum wage for all employees, they may have served to eliminate it for thousands of others based on these changes. Well, the group Raise the Wage filed a lawsuit in the Supreme Court seeking an order to certify the new petition language. Sorry, not the responsibility of the Michigan Supreme Court. That falls totally within the board's state of canvassers. Board of canvassers in the state of Michigan, Bureau of Elections, under Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Michigan Opportunity challenged the petition, arguing that what was circulated in canvas contained different language than what the board of canvassers had initially approved. John Selleck, spokesperson for Michigan Opportunity, applauded the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling because it correctly said that the board of canvassers holds the power to decide what language is approved for ballot initiatives. And therefore, by placing it before the voters this fall would be wrong. Selleck said he believes that the 2024 battle is over, but it still remains an active organization and effort. Back in December, attorney Mark Brewer, who represents the plaintiffs, Mothering Justice versus the Attorney General, told the Supreme Court the legislature adoption and amendment of laws related to wages usurp the people's right to create laws. Well, Justin Winslow, president of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, said if the court rules that the 2018 adopted laws, along with amended actions, were unconstitutional, tipped wages will disappear. And an industry still struggling from the China virus pandemic could be worsened. It's bad for service, noting that upwards of 60,000 people who are employed in the restaurant food industry could lose their jobs. One in five full-service restaurants could be forced to close. That seems dramatic, Winslow said, but you might say I'm being a little overdramatic for a reason. This employment situation is getting worse, not better, because it's 250% increase in cost of labor for these restaurants overnight, while at the same time lowering the ceiling of revenue will hurt the industry. Currently, Winslow said, tipped workers currently are earning about $30 an hour anyway, and they love the flexibility of getting the money from their customers who they provide good service to versus being forced to be paid that amount from their employer. Michigan's current minimum wage right now is $10.10 per hour. It would have been increased to $13 an hour in 2025, $14 an hour in 2026, finally $15 an hour in 2027. Tip workers right now are being paid $3.85 per hour, which would also increase until it matched the $15 per hour. You see, it's very simple, folks. If you're not busy, you don't have a lot of customers in your restaurant, it's time to clean. Clean up, get ready for the next rush. But when you're making $30 an hour on average, you can afford to clean up your area, your station, preparing for the next rush. But if you're standing around getting paid $15 an hour, the restaurant's going to send you home or the restaurant's going to close. These people don't get it. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate. Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. A couple of text messages during the break said, if we are forced to pay $15 an hour minimum wage, we will have to lay off a couple of employees. This comes from a small business owner. Young people, basically first job we give them is inventory, shipments, and cleaning. We move them up if they do a good job taking care of the shelves, stocking, making sure that the shipments come in and that they put the product out on the shelves, and they clean well. If they show up on time, prove themselves, we then give them a raise and promote them within our small business. We usually start these people off at $12 an hour. It's already more than the minimum wage of $10.10 per hour. The reason we have to pay $12 is because there's so many other small businesses out there offering more money. We explain to them that this is a starting wage. They prove to us they're good workers. They show up on time. They do their job. They do what they're told. We then will give them a raise to $16 an hour. Even other small businesses are willing to pay more than that already. Competition is tough. If this becomes law, we're going to lay off employees. We may end up having to shut our doors. Got another one. $15 an hour? That would be a cut in pay for most of these workers. The signs I'm seeing are anywhere from $17 to $20 an hour. Exactly. You have to understand that people absolutely, absolutely understand economics. These people don't get it. So thank God it's not going to be on the ballot, but they could be back next election cycle. So one thing that I think that people need to know, that this process legislatively never works. You cannot tell the private sector, free enterprise, capitalistic based companies that you must do something. Anytime that you mandate to small businesses, you make them less competitive. You're not going to be able to do it in a way that allows them the freedom to compete against their competition. Small business owners compete all the time against other companies providing the same goods and services. Perfect example, landscaping companies. Busy with Vicky's campaign, not able to spend the time out in the yard doing the things that I need to do to maintain the household, I need to hire a landscaper. Folks, I'm getting quotes from anywhere from $27 an hour to $45 an hour to $60 an hour to do the tasks that I want done. Need some weeding done outside, need some trimming of some trees, branches that have broken. One small tree is completely fallen down. We need to get rid of it. We need to clear it out. I could do it if I had the time, but I don't. Well, the $60 an hour company, I said, how big is your crew? Is it just yourself? Or do you have a worker that works with you or a couple of people? What's the deal? Randy, I have four people that work with me. Four. I'm like, whoa. So you're talking about five guys will be here in my yard? He said, yes, five of us will come in and do it. Well, if you take $60 an hour divided by five employees, five workers, you're talking about $12 an hour per man. The guy that quoted me 27, he's a Lone Ranger. He works by himself. Now, $27 an hour times 2,000 work hours, that's $54,000 a year. I appreciate that entrepreneurship. I appreciate it. It's a pretty good, it's an okay living. The other guy, $45 an hour, was two men. Well, obviously, I'm going to go with the $60 per hour crew because I'm going to get five guys that will come in and bang it out. Each one of them has a different job description. You're going to handle this area. You're going to handle this area. You're going to cut down the tree. These guys are going to be raking. These guys are going to be pulling the weeds. These guys are going to be blowing. So obviously, you agree to pay a higher hourly rate, but you get more workers. That's exactly what goes on in restaurants. This is exactly what goes on in factories. If you're having to pay some guy $27 an hour, one guy, you're not going to get the production out of that one person that you could get with five at $60 an hour. You've got to look at the overall picture. And obviously, these people don't get it. Minimum wage, mandatory by the government, will cost jobs. That's why if it ever makes it to the ballot, you need to vote no. Hour number three, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean, preserve, protect, and even restore.